Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from professional storyteller Connie Reagan Blake, who will be here soon.
In India, we have stories about elephant and tiger. In Africa, we have stories about hyena and monkey. And here in the South, we have stories about dog. And dog, she is smart, very smart. And she has trained her human friends, family really, to open that door whenever she wants to go outside and wait for her and open the door again when she wants to come back inside. She gets treated, she gets fed twice a day. And she has learned that if one of those humans throw a frisbee or a ball, if she goes and gets it and brings it back, they are so excited. They jump up and down like it's the best thing ever. They give her treats and bones and lots of pets. And in the evening, she sits right beside her human friends watching TV. And then she has a nice, soft pillow to lie on for the night. Dog, she has a good life and not too many responsibilities. One day, she was out resting on the front porch. Now, nearby, there was one of those spiffy bird feeders, a battery-operated twirl. And if anything heavier than a bird lands on it, like maybe a squirrel, it twirls around and throws them off. So dog was there dreaming and enjoying the afternoon when all of a sudden a squirrel jumped on that bird feeder and landed inches from dog's nose. Now dog was not hungry and dog was not interested in exercise, but something older kicked in. Instinct. Squirrel started running and dog started chasing. Right down those front steps, all the way around the house, squirrel darted off into the woods, and dog darted out into the woods. They kept running and running, deeper and deeper, came to a creek. Squirrel leapt across that creek, and dog leapt across that creek. Deeper and deeper, the ground got a little mushy, and then a little clearing, and squirrel skidded right up a tree. Dog got there. She was really out of breath. She hadn't run this fast and this long since she was a puppy. And she looked up and saw Squirrel, and she realized she didn't know where she was. She was a little lost, and then out of the corner of her eye, she saw something approaching. Was big, close to the ground. Dog had seen enough Animal Planet to know. This was alligator. And she also knew alligator would eat anything, two legs or four legs, and alligators are fast on land. She knew she couldn't outrun that alligator, but dog, she is smart. She saw some bones lying on the ground, and she just put her tail towards that approaching alligator and reached over and grabbed one of those bones. And when alligator was close enough to be within hearing distance, dog, she said, "Oh my, that was one delicious alligator." An alligator just turned and voop, gone. Squirrel had watched every bit of this. And squirrel just didn't think it was right. It was time for Dog to get her comeuppance. Dog had harassed her family for generations. And so squirrels started jumping from tree to tree, following after that alligator. Finally caught up and said, "Oh, alligator, let me tell you what just happened back there." Well, alligator heard all the details. Alligator was furious, trying to make a fool of me. "Squirrel, come down here and get on my back. I'm gonna teach that dog a lesson." Well, Dog was catching her breath and trying to get her bearings when she saw Alligator coming with Squirrel on top. So Dog, she plopped down again towards those bones, tail towards that approaching alligator and squirrel. Waited, she did, until she could smell alligator's breath. And then she said, "Now where is that squirrel? I sent him to get me another alligator." So all we can say is, Dog, she is smart.
Connie Reagan Blake with the folktale.
Yes, and that is what she's primarily known for. Connie has been traveling the country and far beyond, as far as Australia and other exotic places, for more than 40 years. She just recently celebrated her 40th anniversary as a touring storyteller.
How do you become a professional storyteller, Karen?
Well, it really depends on the person. There are so many inroads, beginning as an actor, beginning as a teacher, beginning as a speaker. In Connie's case, when she was very young, she worked in a library, and her job was to tell stories, and the rest is history.
Is there a professional storyteller that we would know? That's like, who's the prominent professional storyteller?
That's a really interesting question. The great Garrison Keillor from Prairie Home Companion, who was a public radio staple for many years, many people would consider him a storyteller. He did not. He considered himself a writer, a radio personality.
Well, it's a hard career to choose, I would imagine.
It is. And the remuneration comes mainly in an emotional way, I would say, but there's a lot of that.
You are a professional storyteller as well, but you're also a teacher and an author. So there's many ways that you make ends meet.
Right. And I also produce series and bring professional storytellers in, and planning right now a festival. There's all kinds of ways in which storytellers work with storytelling. Then there are other people who may be novelists and filmmakers and even musicians who call themselves storytellers or authors. I'm not the gatekeeper of the word, and the National Storytelling Network, the professional organization of storytellers, which I once chaired, they're not the gatekeepers of the word either. Anybody can call themselves a storyteller. What does it mean to be a professional storyteller as opposed to being a writer, a composer, a filmmaker, etc.? It means standing up in front of audiences, and it means learning stories but primarily not memorizing them, and it means being a performer through words.
There are national storytelling festivals.
Many storytelling festivals throughout the country.
And where is Connie Reagan Blake playing?
She will be performing at Moonlight Tales. That is a beautiful annual event. It is being held at Stranahan Park, which is right next door to the Women's Club in Fort Lauderdale, which is right next door to the main library of the Broward Public Library System. It is on Friday, February 28th at 7 p.m. There will be another storyteller as well. Connie tells folk tales. The other storyteller tells personal stories. There will be fabulous musicians. And there will also be a workshop that Connie is doing, a full day or half day workshop. You can take half or all of it the following day in Delray Beach.
For more information about that, as well as other storytelling events and information on how to get on the Public Storyteller right here, how can people get in touch with you, Karen?
Send me an email to cneil, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archived stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.